This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, we've got a text on the Vancouver Ford text line from Rail Bro. He says, I work in an industry that ships things via rail. You'd be shocked at how much theft takes place on rail cars.
Huh.
People squeeze into the rail cars. They take whatever they can carry. Nearly impossible to track. And it's no big deal for us because we just make a claim against the train company to compensate us for our losses.
So basically what you're saying, Rail Bro, is go steal whatever you want from the rail cars.
Well, this story came to my attention because it ties into sports. Thieves have targeted freight trains running through the deserts of California and Arizona in a string of audacious heists, resulting in the theft of more than $2 million worth of new Nike sneakers, including many that haven't hit the retail market yet.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a ton of money into that. I mean, those Jordan brand sneakers and some of the one-off stuff, like limited edition, I'm sure that stuff goes for big cash.
Now, I don't know if it's, what is it, the 310 to Yuma?
310 to Yuma is like the famous, you know.
I don't know if it's that, but it was a remote section of Arizona where bandits made off with more than 1,900 pairs of unreleased Nikes.
Wow.
Worth more than $440,000.
Dude, that is, I'm just trying to think of how much, like, how do you steal that much?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Probably just have vans and trucks ready to load it, throw it all on there.
So while it's going, you're just like throwing it off of the thing, or is it when it stopped?
Good question. Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know. I wish I knew.
Yeah. I mean, that is a lot of 19,000 pairs of sneakers.
That's highly coordinated.
That's a lot of sneakers. And I know they're not individual. I'm sure it's in big crates.
Big giant pallets of sneakers.
Yeah.
But they said that many of the shoes were Nigel Sylvester Air Jordan 4s.
Yeah, I think it's a skate bro. They're making a Jordan 4, but in a skate shoe.
They retail at $225 per pair. Yeah. They are not available to the public until March 14th.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. So just go find who's ever selling those now. And you could probably show up at that guy's door. And there you go. Problem, case solved.
It was one of at least 10 heists targeting these trains in remote areas of the Mojave Desert. And while they are investigating, all but one resulted in the theft of Nike sneakers. Do you think they targeted that specifically?
Yeah, they targeted
that.
They knew what was on there.
So there's an inside mole telling them what the cargo is.
The Nike town here that shut down, one of the final straws was they were getting a big shipment in of Jordan 11s, which is like the most famous sneaker of all time. And someone was waiting for the truck to show up, and they stole all the pairs and threatened the employees. And I guess that was kind of one of the final straws where they decided to pull the store. And there's like, we're just not doing this anymore.
Yeah. Somebody else said, just takes one guy at the shipping yard to tip somebody off.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Go down to one of the longshoremen or whatever and
pay him a little money.
Yeah, pay him a little money and, you know, just kind of look the other way. You know, you go, hey, you're, you know, you need to go on, break and give that dude a few shekels and voila, there you go. That was like the way the old mob used to do it, right? They used to just would steal that stuff and then sell it at a discount. And before anyone realized what had happened, it was gone.
Apparently, this says thieves typically scout merchandise on rail lines that parallel Interstate 40 by boarding slow-moving trains, such as when they're changing tracks and opening containers. Hmm. So that's what they do. They just go in there and check out what's in there.
Yeah.
And if they want it, they toss it off of there.
Well, I'll be damned. Who knew that that was a... Because I didn't have a full appreciation for the old train heist still.
And similar to our texter, they said that thieves are often tipped off to valuable shipments by associates working at warehouses or trucking companies.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems silly to think that that has changed. It's just, everyone's tried to steal everything. It's just you modernize it a little bit. And I'm guessing that is probably a very easy way to get your hands on $2 million worth of merchandise.
Now, do you think it's a high number if I tell you that thefts from cargo trains cost our nation $100 million last year? That doesn't seem high.
That actually seems quite low.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that freight, the six largest railroads.
Yeah.
You know, more than covered by insurance.
Sure.
I would imagine, yeah. You know.
But then the crappy part is we end up having to pay for all of that.
Well, sure.
Yeah, they jack up prices.
They sure as hell aren't.
Well, like I want to say like retail theft every year. Like, I mean, all those stores know, like they have like non-contact policies. Most stores don't even attempt to stop it. And then they just pass it's part of doing business. And that number is in the billions. I'll bet your retail theft in the U.S. is billions a year.
So what would you do with $2 million worth of Nikes?
Well, I mean,
what do you do with that?
I mean, I guarantee if you're stealing that, you know where to move it to. I'm sure you have people that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Buy that stuff in bulk. Maybe not every pair, but I'm sure you have people that buy hundreds of pairs at a time and then turn around and sell those.
Remember that kid that was stealing them?
Yeah, using his mom's contact. So he wasn't stealing them. He was just buying shoes that he had at Nike discounts and then really rare sneakers and then selling them at inflated prices. By the way, 2023 retailers, would you care to guess in theft?
US. 2023 U.S. retailers. Yeah. Oh, dude. I mean, $4
billion. $112 billion.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder why you're paying for anything.
They said by the end of 2025, if current trends continue, losses are estimated in the $140 billion range. And this goes back to why CVS stores are shutting down, Walgreens, Targets, Walmarts. I mean, Nike shut down. They're the main store here in Portland. I mean, we are Nike Town, and we shut down the Nike Town here. And a lot of places are just at the point now where they're like, we're not doing this anymore. We're just, it's not worth it. And now you go into some of these places, like if you go to Targets or like Walgreens, literally everything is behind glass. Like if you want anything, you have to go get an employee in order to, you know, to buy anything.
I can't blame them, but I told you the story. I went into a store downtown Portland not too long ago, and they're in there, but it looks closed, but they're standing right by the door, and they have to unlock the door to let you in.
Yeah.
And then they're just all over you while you're in there.
Yep.
And I get it, but I also was so turned off, there's no way I was buying anything from them.
Well, I mean, we actually have to start punishing people. I mean, you see YouTube clips all the time where you get groups of people, there'll be like 15 of them, they run into a Nike store or, you know, whatever, and they literally just go through and they grab entire racks of merchandise and then run out the door. And they're like, oh, cool, we're taking everything. And you know, at some point, that has to change. I mean, I know that you can say all you want about companies that make billions and all that. You can't have this trend.
There needs to be a societal consequence to do something like that.
There has to be. Yeah, someone's saying all Legos now behind the glass in Walmart and Target.
Which is ridiculous. It's a kid's toy.
It's a kid's toy.
Aren't Legos like really,
really expensive?
Depends on the sets. Like you can get really specific ones. I mean, we did a story in the news. I think it was from Springfield. Cops busted a Lego ring.
Big heist.
But it's all viewed as like victimless crimes because it's just soulless corporations and whatever. But again, it's all fun and games until all the stores that you want to shop at don't exist in your community anymore because they're all like, well, we're not doing this.
All right. Well, there's a bunch of Nikes out there.
Yeah.
I don't think that costs Nike anything. That's more between the carriers.
I don't know how all that goes, but it's not good. You know, and then
it's a lot of dough.
It is $2 million. That's,
I think a lot of people are sleeping on how much stuff still goes by rail in the U.S.
Yes.
I don't think, you know, we see these trains and we're like, ew, what's even on there?
No.
Dude.
Everything.
Stuff.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Lots of
man.
It.
Well, I would say the vast majority because it's probably by far the most economical way. Otherwise, look at all the semis you're having to use to ship stuff around.
And we have the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Albeit falling apart, but.
Let's look, see. Almost half. 49.5% of all goods are shipped by rail.
Self-driving semis are going to change the game, right?
We're still at half, huh?
Yeah, it's still going to be a very expensive way to do it because look at what a train can do versus you're dealing with one 18-wheeler. There's only so much that can cost. I think by far the most cost-effective way to get anything anywhere is by rail.
NFL musings coming up next. Travis Hunter playing both ways. And was it Aaron Glenn's decision to punt on Aaron Rodgers? That's next. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.